Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Very, very happy to be joined by the gentleman who is now on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. He is number 8 on the Indians' all-time home run list. Came to the Indians in one of the best trades in franchise history. No disrespect to Jackie Brown, but Andre Thornton, even up for Jackie Brown, was a steal. And the Indians need more of those. Andre, joining us. Andre, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you.
Hi, Andre.
Good to be with you guys.
Great to talk to you again, Andre. And as you're sitting here in Northeast Ohio looking at the Indians, your overriding thought as you head into another baseball season is what?
I'm glad for the warm weather. It's beautiful out here today. I hope you guys will get a chance to enjoy it. But it's always exciting to see a new baseball season start. And like you, I'm hoping that the Indians have a great season.
Andre, you know, we talk a lot about hitting right now in the game today. And just I just went back and just was flashing through your stats. And to me, it's amazing because I just remember watching when I was younger just going, I always expected you to hit a home run every time you went to the plate. I'm glad you didn't feel that pressure when you were actually there. The numbers are just amazing to me how little you struck out in those at-bats that you had. And now when we watch this game, strikeouts seem to be a badge of honor the wrong way. When your approach to the plate and the thought of striking out, I would just wonder what would go through your mind.
Well, I came up in a different era of when striking out was considered, something that wasn't good because if nothing good happened because of it. So your managers, put the ball in play no matter what, or the walk is as good as a hit. So that was the philosophy and mentality of the era of which I played. So that really drove the way that you thought at the plate. You were always thinking about how can I be productive? How can I add something to the game or to the team? How can I help the score run? So those were different thoughts because we were only playing for one or two runs. We weren't playing for the two men on, three run home run. I guess that all changed a little bit with Earl Weaver, but for most of us, we were just trying to get one run across the plate. That's why you saw the bunt so much in those days as opposed to now.
Andre, it's interesting because Andy and I both focused on the same thing and we didn't even talk about it. I went back and looked the last full season the Indians played in 2019. They had four players strike out more than you ever struck out in a season. And I think it's really interesting. And the way you explained it is interesting, playing for one run. But the way that guys are taught to hit now, Andre, with launch angle, and sometimes it resembles slow-pitch softball to me. What's your thinking when it comes to that?
Well, I don't know exactly what they're teaching, not having been out there in many years. But when I was, coming up, the main thing for us is we weren't thinking home runs as much as we were, again, thinking about putting a good swing on the ball and putting the ball in play and trying to make something happen. And also, again, we weren't afforded the opportunity of striking out three times and hopefully hitting a home run on the fourth time. That was frowned on by most of the coaches that I played with. If you struck out at the plate three times in a game, more than likely you weren't playing the next day. It just wasn't the mentality. Unless you were a superstar, you better make sure you put the ball in play and make something happen.
Hey, Andre, I was wondering, why did you end up sticking around in Cleveland? What made you want to stay here? Because I think about guys like Len Barker. I mean, Rick is here for half the year. Guys that you played with that ended up sticking around in Cleveland after their career. What kept you here and made you want to stay as a part of the community even more than just a baseball player?
Well, there's a number of reasons, Andy, from that standpoint. You know, it was a place where we felt comfortable. It was a place that, you know, we suffered through some difficult things here, and it seemed as well like we melded together in terms of the community and myself. We enjoyed the area, and we decided that this is a place we wanted to stay, and everything worked out. We thank the Lord for that.
Andre Thornton joining us, former Indians DH and first baseman. Andre, I remember chatting with you when you were working with the first tee organization, and then you ended up buying a business in the Akron area, and ASW Global, and you're the CEO of that business. How did you go from Major League Baseball to being a business owner in a logistics company? How did you get that background? Did you just go in and learn it? How did you do that?
Well, there were a number of things certainly that happened, Jeff, before that. You know, when we decided that baseball was at the end as far as my career, you know, two other friends of mine, as well as myself, we put together an investment group and purchased the rights to the Appleby restaurant chains in St. Louis, Missouri, and Portland, Oregon, and we were fortunate enough to build those up and sell those back to Appleby's International, and from there I bought another business, and that business was called Global Promotions and Incentives, and that business then was built up, and it was I was approached by ASW Global's owner at that time to buy my company, and in the process, we figured it would be better for me to buy the controlling interest of this merged company, and I did. That was 15 years ago, and we're very thankful that we've been able to grow our business in Northeast Ohio, and we employ, you know, about 120 people in this region, and we also have operations in other parts of the country as well. So we are very fortunate, very thankful. We're a supply chain distribution and logistics company, and we deal with some of the biggest companies throughout the country, and we ship all over the world.
Hey, Andre, I'm just curious, just because baseball's, you know, you had such a great long career. You know, I think anybody that can play more than a couple of games has had a great career in my eyes, because just to be able to see guys walk out on the field. And I know the impact, and we talked about it just when I was younger watching you play. Do you still keep in touch with a lot of guys that you played with here in Cleveland? Or just because I know that relationships come and go so quick when you're playing the game, and it feels like time flies. But are you still in touch with any of the guys that you played with the Indians?
Well, I still, most of the time when I would see them is when you know, they come back for the Cleveland Indians charity golf tournament. Sure. I'll have an opportunity to see some of the guys that, you know, I played with over the years. But there's only a couple guys that, you know, like you mentioned, Len Barker. I think Ron Pruitt still lives in this area. And maybe one or two more. I know Dave Ford, who played with the Orioles, lives in this area.
Grover?
But Mike, of course, and his children still live in this area. So I just, you know, other than that, just the little times that we're able to get together. But the activities that we have at this point, and my sons now are involved in the company with me, and it's just a matter of time. You know, I mean, we just don't have the time that we'd like to see one another, and don't have the opportunity.
Andre Thornton joining us, former Indians designated hitter, first baseman, still in the top 10 on the Indians all-time home run list. Andre, I think you have a perspective on this that most folks won't have. As a man who went into the business world, now a business owner, when you broke into Major League Baseball, the salaries weren't very good. And when by the time you left, salaries were on their way. And now you see salaries that are just astronomical. And I've always believed an employee should be able to get whatever they can get. Yet as a business owner, it's stunning to me how much it costs to pay some players today. What do you think about the way the salaries have just exploded and the financial structure with just the unbelievably big numbers in Major League Baseball?
Well, Andy and Jeff, you guys know, being in the entertainment industry, all these sports now are considered entertainment, and they are content that these cable companies and television stations and streaming and everything else, there's so much money involved in the mix of this content that's provided through professional sports that money drives what you're able to do. Again, it looks like a tremendous amount of money to most of us who are not involved in these kind of industries or don't know the kind of money that's involved. But there's tremendous amounts of money in some of these markets, and especially some of the bigger markets where they can afford to do it because, they're making enough to do that. So it's not so much that the players are driving those salaries as much as television and the demand for the content is driving the salaries.
It's fascinating. The whole business aspect of it's really cool. And Andre, it's very impressive that you went from being a standout in one career and going into that business world. You don't see that very often. You know, you think of pro athletes who have done that, and there aren't a ton of them. So congratulations on that.
Well, there's more than you think, I'm very thankful. We have lived in this community for a long time, and, the Lord has blessed us here, and our children have grown up here, and it's been our home for over 40 years. So we look forward to it, and we hope that this year brings great excitement to the tribe as well.
Andre, great to have you with us. Continued success, and thank you for your time.
Andre, thank you. Thanks, Andre. Thank you. Hey, Andre, can I just say one other thing really quick? And I know it might be 20 years too late, but all the amazing things you did as a player, but there was one thing you did after that will always stick out in my mind, and I can't believe it's been 20 years, but when you did the eulogy for Jimmy Warfield, the longtime Indians trainer, to me, that when you were able to stand up there at the podium and just deliver such an eloquent and with such poise and just such class and such an amazing tribute to a man who had so much impact on so many people's lives later, but it still sticks out in my mind when I think about it, and I thank you for those memories that you put into my mind that day when you led the eulogy for Jimmy Warfield. So thank you, Andre, for doing that, and I appreciate that, and I think anybody who was ever touched by his life or Indians baseball also would appreciate that. I know it feels just like yesterday, but I can't believe it was 20 years ago, but so thank you for that. I just wanted to say it.
Well, thank you for your kind words. Jimmy was a great friend.
Andre, thank you. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks.
All right. Talk with you later.
Andre Thornton, former Indians DH, first baseman, and now the CEO of ASW Global.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.